Our gospel today is a miracle from Jesus Christ, and I think it's actually the same situation, but in Matthew, that I read to most of the patients that I've read to those in the anointing of the sick. As Jesus was leaving Capernaum, he saw the centurion, right, a slave, who loved that person who was serving for him, and then asking Jesus to heal him. Obviously, the anointing of the sick is for health of both mind, body, and soul, and also possibly the place to be fed to go to heaven. A couple of quick things this morning that I think is pretty amazing. The one is that this centurion is not in the Jewish family, so he's kind of a different person. He's not Jewish at all, and he wasn't necessarily following Jesus often, but he had a very deep faith. And Jesus said at the end, when Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." A second is that when he was asking Jesus, he was telling him, "You don't have to come, I believe you." And this is the first time, and maybe the only one, that we've heard of a miracle where Jesus isn't physically there. He just said the word without a physical touching of many of the other miracles that we've heard. And third, we say some of the same words when we come to Eucharist. "Do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof." What we do when we receive Jesus in our mouth, in our roof. So we pray today in a special way for Paul Tureen, for his funeral, for the great gift of the anointing of the sick. With this passage that's very similar with many that have received that sacrament. And we pray for him and his family and ourselves, that we believe what Jesus can give us according to our faith.